live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. It's the Sports Roundtable.
Nigga, if they mention two piece around me, it's Popeye.
You go back and you just watch that. He's not the most eloquent person you ever met.
Y'all already know, Team Peyton Manning all day. Go Broncos. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we Memphis boys step out by ourselves.
20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Today, we have no Cash, no Hope, and no Jobs.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable, live from the penthouse, 300 floor overlooking Atlantic Station. It's episode 32. SRT crew in the building. We also got a family affair, a host of members in the penthouse tonight. But of course, we got to get to my crew first. To my immediate right, we got my main man, D-Will. What up?
What's happening? Yes, sir.
Sports superhero, Mr. Hancock.
What's up, big ho?
Ain't nothing shaking. And, of course, we got the diamond of the crew, the jewel of sports in
what
the building.
What up, big ho? The jewel of sports is in the building.
And, of course, my main man, upcoming show in June. They call him Slick Money. What up, homie?
What's up, kinfolk? So good to be here. Good day to be alive. Any day above ground is a good day. Got some special guests in the building. You want to talk about it?
No, I'm going to let you. This is my thing. They got your last name.
Slick Money Mom is in town. She's going to invade the show.
Mama.
Later on.
Yes, sir.
It's a good thing when your parents still around. Because we all got to go. She going to leave here one day. But so glad to have her here today, though. Got my two sisters here, Gloria, my oldest sister, my youngest sister, Ellen.
What up, Jake?
What up, what up?
I got my nieces Rita in the building. I got my daughter, Madison, in the building.
What up, Maddie?
Maddie.
We got a production team with new healthy drinks.
Body by Vi.
Body by Vi. I need to get in shape for the new Slick Money show coming up in June.
Jose just passing out. Just shakes.
Jose Handsome. I hope his wife don't mind him being out with us. Yeah, but we talking about juices. We got Miss Walmart in the building again with her two lovely daughters.
Yes, sir.
Ty's in the building all the way from Nebraska. I mean, it's just a house full of folks.
Don't forget about Runner.
Runner.
Runner spent all his money in Tennessee when we went to Nashville.
Runner, my brother-in-law, is in the building looking handsome with the little waistline, the polo shirt on.
Yes, sir.
Being fine for his wife. I'm telling you, everybody's in the penthouse tonight. God is so happy to hear everybody in the penthouse. So glad to have y'all here. Mama all the way from Memphis 10.
Yes, sir.
And if you're going to ask Mama some questions later on, please keep in mind that I'm still sitting here. But yeah, Howard, you can take it from there. But it's so good to be back. Absolutely. Seeing my main crew here. Looking forward to a good show tonight.
All right. I'm going to just go start off by thanking Mama here from coming from Memphis 10 to do her thing. And we definitely want to give a shout out to Walmart for coming through last week, Miss Janice Moore, and my favorite car wash now, Summonize. La Vista, baby, La Vista Road. Any of y'all out there in the La Vista area, run by my car wash, man. It keep you good and clean and all that kind of stuff. So keep the pollen off the car.
There you go.
But that's definitely got to shout out Walmart, man, for doing their thing. I think that show turned some heads.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Made some believers out of some folks.
Absolutely.
You know, the world know now, the ambassador of Walmart spoke her piece.
Yeah, got a lot of emails and texts about that show.
Yeah.
They said it was a classic. It's very educational.
Yes. I think we got a job fair coming up, too. I think I got to get that information out. So all of y'all who looking for a job, got a job fair coming up. We'll get that information out to you.
We want everybody that's members, friends of the RST show, we want y'all working for Walmart.
SRT, he means.
SRT?
RST too. That show too.
That show too. But when you're high, you say stuff. I was around D-Wheel so much, I feel high.
I told you not to get in that car with me.
Yeah. But anyway, we want everybody in the world working for Walmart. Ain't no sense in going to Target no more. Shut down Target, Crystals.
And everybody.
Everybody. Everybody going to be at Walmart, for real.
Cool. Hey, man, I got an NBA fact that y'all ain't going to believe.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it.
Let's try it.
All right. So, I know Tiffany do the word on the street. She do her stuff, and she.
You taking her job.
No, I'm not trying to. Listen, I'm not as fine as Tiffany.
Oh,
believe
yes.
That.
Trust me, you are not lying. Tiffany got that little waistline. Oh, my God. How's your new boyfriend going? How that's going?
What were you saying, Big Hall? You was talking about the NBA fact. Coach just said we had an NBA fact that you will not believe that he wants to share with us.
Kill him.
Kill him. Hey, we had fun every show, man. I swear.
Classic.
I missed this.
Classic.
But check this out. All right. NBA been going on for years. Everybody probably going to say Michael Jordan, the best player ever, with argument that Bill Russell maybe, you know, and Wilt Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, and all those folks. So the question is, out of all the players in the NBA that have been paid by the NBA, do not include endorsements, just NBA money, who do y'all think has made the most money ever to date in the NBA?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm gonna let's try Juwan Howard.
And that's what I was going with, Juwan Howard. Either Juwan
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, I was gonna say Gilbert Arenas.
I was gonna say Juwan Howard or Chris Webber. Because I know Chris Webber signed the first
Chris Webber is eighth.
He's okay. Eighth.
Yeah, I know he signed the first $80 million contract.
But when I say this, and when I tell you, when he end his career, how much money the NBA would have given him?
It's probably stupid.
Y'all gonna fall out the chair. Yeah.
It wasn't Allen Houston, was it?
No,
okay. Allen was up there.
Yeah, he was up there. He not on the list.
Well, he's not on the top five.
Okay.
I mean, because if you ask this question, obviously people going to say Jordan should have got the most money.
Well, no, Jordan, he wasn't in the
Well, you Shaq. Know basketball. You know right. Jordan wasn't.
Exactly.
One of the
he wasn't the fan.
Grant Hill.
So, you know, endorsements, yes, but this check from the NBA.
I know Shaq made.
Career earnings.
Shaq made $292.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk is number five. And this, matter of fact. I'm going to give it away.
Peja Stojakovic.
Tim Duncan is the best power forward in the history,
so
right?
That's Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett has made $103 million more
that was my second one
than
I thought.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Well, I was saying I was big ticket. I knew big ticket was going to be on
he
that.
He is the highest paid player based on NBA career earnings.
Well, he signed the first $100 million contract.
Yeah.
Wow.
And after the next 2 years, he would have grossed. Y'all ready? $361 million from the NBA, excluding sponsors.
Wow.
Are y'all serious?
That Negro rich.
Wow.
Because he don't look like he wastes his money. No, I don't even think he married either.
He's married.
Hold on. Can I repeat what I just said?
Absolutely.
$361 million after – the next 2 years, when he finished his contract out, he would have grossed that now.
And that's 21 years, right? Because he came in 95. So that's 21 years he got 300.
I think Kobe go pass him.
Yeah.
Because Kobe is third.
He get 48 over the next two.
And then he came in what, 96, the year after?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
I think Kobe right now Garnett is at 311. And Kobe is at 279. And Garnett is getting 11.5 this year and $12 million next year.
And Kobe getting 24 over the next two. Yeah, he gonna pass it.
Each year,
48
over the next two.
Wow,
that's some. I can't even count that. High.
That's crazy. Awesome.
Like, try to write down $361 million. Try to write it down in zeros.
But Shaq came in second at 292, but yeah, of course he ain't getting no more. He's not getting no more NBA money. Yeah. Who else is this? Tim Duncan is fourth. Dirk is fifth. Jason Kidd actually is sixth, and Ray Allen is seventh. Chris Webber, Paul Pierce, Jermaine O'Neal, Elton Brand.
Yeah, he got paid.
God.
Still getting paid.
Was his career a bust?
I wouldn't say so.
Nah, he was
I wouldn't
good.
Say it was a bust, but it wasn't as it good as
well,
yeah, it
saying,
wasn't.
Everybody
yeah,
ain't no superstar.
Expected it to be, it didn't get to that.
I think anybody coming from Duke, they get any kind of press, expectation goes up. Unfortunately, to
well,
a level.
The thing
that,
was that he was one of the first to leave Duke early. Mm-hmm. You know, he's one of those that crop of Duke players that left.
Corey
McGetty. That wasn't something that happened at Duke. You know, they normally stayed. So, you know, the expectations were high for he and McGetty. And what was the point guard that came out of that?
Will Avery.
Yeah, all those guys came out, you know, after 1 year or so. And that was just, you know, that was totally unexpected.
I'm saying Elton Brand signed an $85 million contract at one point. So, yeah.
I mean, he was a double-double man. He was 20-10 for a while.
Until them, knees, until them knees went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was NBA thing. And I think Juwan Howard is actually 17th, man.
Really?
I knew he made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allen Iverson is like number 14 on the list. So
plus, he's, you know, Juwan stayed in the league a long time.
Yeah. He just what? He,
but it, yeah.
He's still getting paid as a player last year.
Assistant coach, now. So, all right, we're going to jump off to these news and notes, man, and see what we got happening in this world of sports. Guess we'll go with a little. Take a Rack City, baby.
Right.
UConn men and women.
Shout out to Gina Auriemma for passing Pat Summitt in the most women's national titles now with number 9.
No, I used to dislike him. I think because I was such a Pat Summitt fan.
Oh my gosh!
And so I didn't like him, you know, competing for players, and he got Maya Moore, and now you know that program just kept feeding
going.
Itself. You know, it's just right now he just keeps getting the top. You know, high school girl athlete.
Because he's the awesome coach. You I would want to play. I would want to go play for a winning coach,
that
too.
Monster.
Yeah.
The greatest college coach ever.
Gina Auriemma?
He started a program that was zero.
He did.
To
he
nine
got there championship like 1985.
Now. They were practicing outside.
That's what I'm saying. Zero.
Yeah.
I mean, he going to win some more.
He is, because he's not going nowhere. No
he hadn't lost in the title.
I did not like
him.
He's 9-0. I like him now. I just
man,
had to
I
give
love
him.
Did you see him crying last night?
Yeah,
that,
like
that was unbelievable,
that he,
man.
And the love that he has for his players.
I got some respect
like,
for
Duke, I actually
man.
Teared up watching that because, like, I just love the passion and the love that he has
we need
for
to,
his players.
Yeah,
really
we need
do.
To get him on the show for real. We need to write him. Yeah, I think we need to write him. I think he'll come.
Yeah, I think he would,
He do recruiting now. He'll come.
Yeah, I think he would.
We need to find the high school girl who balling first.
That's who you find.
And then
the number one player in the nation.
Tell her to come on the show, and we'll tell him to come to the show.
Yeah. Well, let's find out all his recruits, and we'll start marking that way.
That's
because he had an apartment up in Collins Hill.
But guess how else I can get him? Guess how else I can get him, Steve?
How you get him, though?
Off that dating site. Find a woman that's in his city.
Yeah. Boy, you said
it. Oh, they own there from all over the country.
They own there.
Yes, sir. Wherever city he at, find the girl that live in his city. Let's contact her.
But I think that's impressive. This is the second time in 10 years.
That both teams
has won championship.
And
last
that's the
time,
only school that has done that.
2004.
Got to be the best college program ever.
Yeah, I agree.
For men and women to do it? Seriously?
Yeah, two times and the only school to ever do it, or even once.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Them UConn guards, I ain't never seen nothing like that. Shit. They dismantled Florida, man.
I mean, yeah, they were off the hook. They really reminded me of, like, when Miles Simon and Mike Bibby were playing in Arizona. Like, they were that good. Like, I was watching the TV, and I was literally having flashbacks of them.
And they had Jason Terry coming off the bench.
If I could have seen,
the high sauce.
I promise you, Steve, if I would have seen UConn play this year, I would have picked them slick.
Really?
Them two big boys in the middle.
But you know,
they lanky and they play defense slick.
They just caught five.
You know, they exactly.
But let's save it for the round table.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Let's save it for the round table.
Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got next. Michael, Mike Vick.
Can you fix the phone? Please fix it. Fix the phone.
I guess we ain't got nothing to say about that.
Really?
Like, leave him alone.
Seriously. I really wish they would, because it's really sad that this man has paid his time for his crime, and a new NFL team has signed him. He's gone through a couple more years of being in the league. Why are we still on this?
Like I told you in the pre-show, he'd have done better.
Derek.
Killing people. Right. He's just holding up fire on about seven people.
Yeah. Can you hit the button one more time?
Because they care about dogs more than they care about
you. Excuse me, Tiffany.
Excuse me, y'all.
We got something for y'all.
Next topic.
Next. All right. I know y'all remember Michael Sams.
Yeah.
Missouri.
That dude.
came out saying he was openly gay. Now, somebody in the Division I basketball from UMass, Derek Gordon, has come out and he said he's openly gay as well.
Hold up. Does anybody at this table want to come out? Everybody else? I'm
going to come out.
This is the forum right here.
Derek, can you hit the button one more time?
Please.
Hold on, y'all. Shh. Derek, stop laughing.
Hold it.
Next topic.
Next.
Ain't worth talking about.
It ain't worth talking about, man. Don't even stress yourself to come up with eloquent words to say this topic.
What can we say? Ain't nothing you can say.
Right.
Congratulations. I like
Willie
that.
Right, you're welcome.
It's the new normal, man. It's the new normal.
He's inspired by Jason Collins.
But what everybody is really nobody ever has mentioned is Brittany Griner that played for Baylor actually came out before all of them.
But she didn't have to come out.
True, I mean it's obvious. But now she's written a memoir about it.
That was a waste of time right there.
Yeah, because we already knew, huh?
Y'all say what you want, but she's the best college player I ever seen play.
Ever.
I'm serious. She's the truth, y'all, for real.
She's the beast.
Both ends of the float.
Well, give me her, Maya Moore, and Diana Taurasi.
It was no mystery.
Yeah.
Now,
the mystery was, is she a female?
That was the mystery. They tried to say she was a dude.
She's very attractive, though.
She's a cute girl.
Huh? Steve said, that's very cute, both dude.
Do I need to hit that button again?
Yeah, one more time.
What the hell? She cute.
Oh, she ain't ugly.
I wouldn't tell her, because I...
Yeah, she about to jump on you.
That'd be a pretty good fight.
She said, shout it. Look, shout it. What you talking about, shout it?
If she was sitting here, she'd be fine and pretty.
She'd be looking down at you, Hancock. She'd be like, what? She got a deep voice.
Okay, we already know the short jokes y'all talking about. She looking down on everybody this damn table.
I don't know. She might be eye to eye with Horace.
Yeah, Horace big boy too.
That girl's 6'8", man.
Yeah,
she make Horace like a little boy. She Horace 6'4".
Maybe she need to sit in here.
I was saying, I want to bring her here now.
So her damn knees would be on the table pushing the buttons and stuff.
But Horace, I wish she was my daughter.
Me too. Cold too.
You'd be a proud papa right now.
I'd find somebody to stud with her.
Yeah. She said she ain't giving it up like that.
Nah, she need a film.
She give me 9 months, man.
Yeah, she might.
I don't even have much out of her life.
Boy, y'all all the same.
Off the chain.
All right, let's talk about the game. We're going to move on to the roundtable discussion. UConn versus Kentucky, man, a game that had 7 freshmen, and you had some leadership players that's over at UConn, Shabazz Napier. The only problem I had with UConn winning was what Napier said.
About them being banned?
He said the NCAA banned us, but they banned y'all because y'all couldn't get your grades.
He's like, okay. That's what y'all get when you ban us.
I understand what Nate. Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. What he said, I have no issue with. Where he decided to say it at is the only issue I have. Like, on that stage, you should be celebrating your championship, not getting your point across.
Right.
It's other platforms where you can get your point across. But what he said, he was totally right. But here's the thing. You can't punish everybody for the actions of a few. I understand they weren't graduating nobody.
Nobody.
I understand that. They had 0% graduation. I can dig that. That's an issue. But if you go back and look at the players who were not graduating, a lot of them were going to the NBA. You can't really fault them for that, man. But to put them boys on a whole season banned with the coach leaving, so the coach and front office who got in trouble is gone.
Right.
But we still gonna punish the players. Like that's I see where he's coming from that aspect.
I'm not mad at him at all.
To me, the NCAA is the biggest hypocrites and the biggest criminals in sports.
Yeah.
And for them to come out and what grounds are you banning this school on? Okay, you can go to another school and find something else that's, you know, is more egregious than what they were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, every school has something that they're doing, and you made UConn the martyr. You made them the symbol of not graduating people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I guarantee you can go down the list and find schools that don't graduate kids.
Plenty.
Because all the NCAA is from basketball is a farm system to the NBA.
Yeah.
And when you have NBA talent on your squad, if they stay there over 4 years, they're not going to the NBA most times anyway. If they stay over two,
they ain't going.
They're not really an NBA prospect most times. You have your rarities where seniors come out and they go to the NBA and they become players. But as a whole, this one and done or at least 2 years and then you go to the league. Mm-hmm. That's all this is a farm system. Mm-hmm. So to come out and say, worried about people graduating, man, they're not worried about anything but money. So for what Shabazz had to say, I have no problem with.
No issue.
He could say it because it's true. I mean, you made them the symbol for not graduating. Why you gonna bring it down on one school? Let's go if it's an issue, let's go and turn over all the rocks.
Well, to be corrected, they weren't the older school. They was just the only school that just couldn't make the tournament.
Yeah, they got banned.
Right, because there's eight teams that they just want to go make the tournament. That's why you never hear about it. Mm-hmm. And to no surprise, UConn is back on the list again. They are not up to standard.
Right. And they won't be.
Right. So they may be looking at another band.
Yeah. But you got to understand, but when you look at every college basketball program and you look at them, they only go 8, 9 deep, 7 deep when they get to the tournament. Right.
Most times.
But they carry carry 12 on the bench.
Right.
15 in the program.
And what do those bench riders do?
All the ones that pop the arrows and act a fool on the bench, they're there for one reason.
Your GPA.
That's their GPA. So my point is, what's the point of banning a school for a year for not graduating?
I agree.
It's just asinine. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, they might.
If they use that for motivation, he said it.
Yeah. I mean,
it was motivation for them to get there and win that tournament. And if you have to use whatever means you have that motivates your team to get there as long as it's within the rules, if they put that on the locker room board and say, we were banned, kept us out of here, and it made them win, so be it.
Yeah.
Hey, Shabazz Napier is the only person who, after he got to the Final Four, his whole personality changed. When you look at him, you're like, man, that boy don't say three words. And then once he hit that tournament, he turned into a totally different beat. He pushing his players. He cussing them out.
Had a chip on his shoulder. You can see it.
He wanted that, and he went and took it. He won that by himself about.
Now, you know, we talked about that was the only problem that I had, but it can be backed up by the leadership that he showed, just like D. Will said, because it's hard to find that leadership out of college players these days.
It really is the way
that he provided. And I'm sure D. Will, as a point guard, and your brother probably would have really appreciated, you know, the way that he handled the team. I mean, he turned down shots.
Yeah.
Just for the feel of the game.
And that's shocking for him.
I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it was amazing to see the way that he just.
But you know what it reminded you of? If you watch that game again and just go back and watch it and put on a pair of back-in-the-day glasses, it was last year's Louisville team. It was Russ Smith and Peyton Siva out there running the court.
Well, I tell you, I go back even further than that. I think Hancock can relate to this. It looked like Mateen Cleese that came back.
You can see it.
I mean, because that's what he did.
Yeah, plus he had the blueprint when he was a freshman.
He
had the blueprint.
But he already saw the guy do it. He saw the one-two punch.
Exactly. He saw the guy do it in front of him when he was a freshman. the senior led team by Kimball Walker.
Right.
So he saw what it took. He even said that. He said, I saw what it took. Mm-hmm. So I was able to impart that to my players and lead them and show them what we needed to do to win.
And in the tournament, it's guard play.
Right. Yeah. It is. It's That's what we play. Say all the time. In that NCAA tournament, you got to have guard play.
Yeah. And like you say, that 1-2 punch, like if you go back and you look in the recent champions, all of them had that 1-2 punch at guard. They had it. You got last year with Peyton Siva. You go all the way back to Kemba Walker with Jeremy Lamb. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody has that 1-2 punch at the point guard position that puts them through. Even when your boys won, you know, they had what's your boy name?
Nolan and Shire.
Bingo. Right. And Shire was a deadly outside shooter.
And that's the key, like you're saying, when it comes crunch time, it's cool to have a big man, but when the game is on the line, the guard has the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
The big man doesn't have the ball. So he has to rely on somebody getting him the ball in a position to score.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're the point guard or a guard, you have the ball. You dictate tempo. You come down with the clock running down. You see it all the time. If you have the leader at the guard position,
right,
he wins games for you.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Darren Williams, D. Brown.
Yeah. What could have Kentucky done other than hit free throws?
Run high pick and roll to get those little guards pinned down on the block. See, I didn't think they kept running around away from the rim, and he was your best interior scorer to me. So you saw what Young from Florida was able to do against UConn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So why not put Randall in pick and roll again with one of those guards, one of the big 6'6 guards that you had? So they had to switch, and if they did switch out, you invert your offense with one of those guards with Shabazz or
right on Bo Randall, Bo Wright
down in the paint. There's nothing you could do, and even if they did double down, you kick out to the corner to Young for an easy shot,
right?
Or reverse the ball back around. To me, I know the dribble drive was fine and all that, but to me, a high pick and roll, ball screens and stuff like that would have created mismatches on the interior for Kentucky to score with ease.
Kevin Ollie did a masterful job on defense, though. Like, if you watch it, if they caught the ball mid-post or lower, they got double-teamed immediately. It wasn't a slow trap. It was as soon as we're not going on the catch. We're going on the pass. Soon as he caught that ball mid-post or lower, they got doubled, so it made him pass it out. And we all know that your boy didn't want to shoot the ball. Now, he knocked some down. Andrew Harrison, he doesn't want to shoot the ball. He knocked some down the other nights, and that opened up the defense, and that's when the driving lanes really opened up, and that's when James Young went down the lane for the hard dunk. But I'm saying Kevin Ollie did a great job of making adjustments in-game, not just halftime, but in-game.
But when they even got to the paint, and this is my last point, when they got to the paint, I thought that both Kentucky guards, the big guards, they went too deep.
Oh, yeah, they didn't pull up.
You should stop right there at the dotted line.
You 6'6", shoot over.
Jump right over the top of these little guards.
Yep. And you can challenge the big.
Exactly. To me, that was something that I thought Calipari should have said.
And he admitted it, though.
Get all the way to the basket.
He admitted it, though. He admitted he made those mistakes.
Yeah. Tiffany, what you thought of the game and how it shaped out and, you know, why UConn won and why Kentucky looked like, you know, they didn't really play the game that they needed to play?
I felt that UConn was more hungry than Kentucky was. It showed in their play and everything that they did that they wanted it a little bit more than Kentucky did. And I agree with Hancock that they could have ran some high pick and rolls in order to make something happen for themselves. Kentucky didn't seem like they were running the offense they were supposed to be running. Like it just looked off to me. They should have been running entirely different plays.
Well, he said he modified the dribble drive right before the SEC tournament.
Yep.
It showed.
So that got them to this point.
Well,
you just hadn't played no guards this quick.
Right.
And you just never played a team that is long as you are. Mm-hmm. And so how do you invert that within game? And that's some of those in-game moves that we possibly can make because you don't like the zone. You had to go zone because the kids were telling them. The kids were telling them, coach, we need to go zone. They so quick.
Yeah.
You know,
and to his point, that was a great move. They got back in the game when it went zone. But my point on it was that I just didn't think they pounded them enough. The throwing it off the backboard and grabbing rebounds and putting it back worked in the semifinal game.
Exactly.
But it didn't work against UConn.
Right.
You know, they got a couple of offensive putbacks like that, but they lived on that in the semifinal.
Yeah, and it seemed like to me that when it wasn't working for them, I didn't see them getting away from it. Like, it just seemed like they were doing everything that wasn't working.
Right.
Like, it seemed like they couldn't put an offense together that they could keep scoring points on and then shut UConn down.
Yeah,
I just didn't see it.
And again, the guards were trying to get all the way to the glass instead of pulling up over the little guards. Now, early in the game, they couldn't even get the ball. They were starting the offense behind the timeline.
Yeah.
Because he was so scared to dribble and bring the ball and push that little guard down.
Right.
But he should have crab dribbled him.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, but that's what Calipari said. Calipari, and I think he out-thought himself with his game planning for UConn.
Yeah.
He was like, we got these small guards. He said it. We're going to drive them all the way to the basket. We're going to drive them and drive them and drive them and look to kick out because that's their offense anyway. Right. So he was like, with the small guards and not real rim protectors besides the big kid Brahimi, whatever his name
Ibrahim.
Is.
Brimer.
Whatever. He's the only real rim protector.
He didn't
play a lot. So right. He doesn't even start.
He's foul prone.
Exactly. So he wanted to drive it to the hole, which played into their hands to kick out for those shots. But I just think they played Julius Randle out on the high post too much.
But they didn't even post him.
Yeah.
They had him above the circle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Slick, what you got?
Hats off to UConn, man. I was so impressed with the way they handled Florida. And I just had a feeling that they would beat Kentucky with their guard play. And we spoke in the pre-meeting that great guard play is what's going on in college and pros. If you got good guard play, you got a chance to win a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the big man really ain't a factor as much as it used to be 10 or 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
But I'm trying to tell you now, I didn't know them boys from UConn were that good, them guards, man.
Did you see how quick they are?
I mean, flashing guards.
I mean, they are super
quick. I thought the boy from Florida was good. When I saw that boy play against him, I said, man, he can't even get past him.
But you know, they had 62 points?
Yeah.
They assisted or scored, the guards.
Yeah.
On what, 48 out of the 62?
Yep.
And they had 6 steals, you know, together. Mm-hmm. Because remember at the beginning of the game when them twins trying to, you know, penetrate, they was getting stripped.
Well, they were scared to drive the ball. I mean, they were scared to come across the court. You can see it.
I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done with it. The college is hard, is not like the women basketball. You can really dominate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe young UConn is here with that coach. I think he now to get the max out of his players. They respect him. And I think UConn will be around for a long time.
Yeah, Kevin Ollett got himself because what he just
hope
did.
That Boat Wright comes back.
Oh, yeah. He's coming back. He has to come back because he's not going to be a first round pick.
He said today he had made his decision.
Yeah,
that's smoke.
What's the classification of the two big boys? The two
they
black
coming
dudes.
Back.
Everybody's coming back except Napier in the white kid.
I think DeAndre boy gone.
Man, both
Daniel's gone.
Yeah,
we talking about the other two though.
Brimer's a freshman.
Nolan
is a
sophomore.
Sophomore.
Them two come back with one guard. They need to learn how
to finish, though.
I think DeAndre Daniels is gone. I know Shabazz.
Yeah.
You know, he graduated.
But, you know, they got Rodney Purvis coming.
Rodney Purvis is on the bench, from NC State.
And they got another point guard coming in.
So they're going to be strong, yeah.
Hey, your boy Ryan Burkwright got to come back because he went from not even being thought of as an NBA prospect to now he's an NBA prospect. If he comes back and they have another run at it and he's now Shabazz, you just made yourself a first. Because Shabazz wasn't even thought of as a second. He was a late second round pick.
I didn't see him, but now.
First round pick.
I just think if UConn men win one more championship.
Yeah.
The best men and women program ever together.
Because
UCLA dominated back then. But they really won a whole bunch of good schools. There's some good schools now, man.
Yeah.
That talent is spread it out now.
You know what this says when we look back at this tournament to me? That two things stuck out. That there's really no one formula to win a championship.
Oh, absolutely.
Not at all.
Oh, not at all.
And that what the hell does coaching experience mean? If you know the game, you know the game.
Right, absolutely.
Kevin Ollett ain't coached nowhere.
And came in.
It's just the type of person that you are and what you can bring out of the athletes that you have in front of you.
Coaching is just motivate.
But if you look at it, college basketball is monopolized by coaching. Because if you look at it, it's the same schools and the same coaches there every year with different players.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah. Like UConn, they're a program that's been there, done that. So
right,
Kevin Ollett, he had something to work with when he got there. His cupboard wasn't dry.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, but if you look at college basketball, it's about the coaching. Because every year it's going to be Calipari, it's going to be Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
They're going to be there every single year.
And the two schools of thought we're talking about here is like, let's just take two schools. Let's take Duke. Let's take Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky every year starts from scratch.
Every year.
He has to teach everybody in there what type of drills we run.
Right.
Okay. In Duke, it's a different thing. They layer and have that senior or upperclassman leadership mm-hmm. to where they teach people in it's almost like in steps. You go from being a freshman not knowing anything. He puts you with this person. You only drive and ride in a car with certain
right.
You can't have a car.
Right.
So he teaches them the Duke way.
Right.
And that's their program, and it stays on top.
J.J. Redick, a perfect example.
Right. And that's the way they sure. do it. So I think you can win either way.
Right.
But the coach has to be comfortable and stay steadfast in whatever he believes
in. His style, right.
Right. So, you know.
Because, and I think, to your point, I think Izzo got away from that this year.
Maybe a little
because
bit.
Because he was trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's
you know,
style.
He was doing what Kentucky did. Throw it up off the glass
and
let's go get it and grind it out.
Let's
right.
grind people. Let's bump people. Let's be physical.
Exactly. And I don't think that was his you know, that's not his MO.
But you know what the problem is that with Izzo, how many people come in and are one and done with Izzo?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to attract that big-time player, he was trying to change
right.
you know, the focus of his program.
Exactly.
You know, because he's not getting that five-star recruit that we're talking about.
He's not.
He's getting that. His program stays on top, but he has to work his kids and build them into a quality basketball player.
So I'm going to go around the table, and we're going to start over here first. One and done or senior laden team, which one would you rather coach D with?
In today's game, give me one and done.
Okay.
Give me one because – like you say, every year I can start new. And if I can get the best of the best every year, I'm going to be there every year. Because I don't care who you are or what school you are, the best players are going to win.
Okay. Hancock, what you got?
Well, you better write this date down. D. Will and I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Lord.
I think Hell Slightly has frozen over.
Hey, boy.
What?
But, yeah, I agree with D. Will. I'm more the one and done because I think with talent, you know, if you have good coaching, some type of coaching, you can mold them into something. We saw that this year. Kentucky started out, you know, being a team that wasn't living up to potential.
Mm-hmm.
But as the season wore on, got to the tournament, they became one of the better teams in the country. But talent was a lot to do with that, too.
All right. Miss Tiffany, what you got?
Yeah, I'm with my boys. Give me the one and done.
Because,
I mean, the best players are going to win games. And all you need is a coach that has good basketball knowledge to help gel that talent together. And you're going to be in the championships.
Select.
I'm going, what y'all said?
It's either you want one and done.
No, I'm talking about seniors. Everybody agree. What they call that?
One and done. Oh.
The long wolf.
Oh, when you're not you by yourself, you're the
No,
long
I ain't going to be the long wolf. I'm going one and done because that's really the future.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's wonderful to see seniors stick around if they all about the education. More power to them. But I'd rather have me a bunch of freshmen coming in that's highlights and Jordans and all that.
Yes, sir.
And give me and a new hungry, crop every year.
But do the freshmen have to be talented as Kentucky freshmen, though? That's the thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
I
mean, if you're considered a one and done, I would think you are.
You are talented.
Yeah, you have to be
Blue chip was all the way.
Well, Alex Porter was a projected one and done. He's staying again.
Well, everybody's not going.
He just ain't paying out. Yeah, he just ain't developed. Yeah.
Now, to me, he showed some things.
He showed
in this tournament, man.
He is crazy athletic.
Oh, my God.
That's what he is.
He blasts off the floor, man.
Is that young boy a starter? He came off the bench.
He's a starter.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah, he good. He's a natural scorer.
He got the dreadlocks, right?
Yeah.
He got the semi-dreadlocks.
He got some Kobe in him.
Yeah, he got a lot of the – he go crazy with the hair. He go red.
That dunk he did was unbelievable, man.
Was sick with
that.
How tall is he?
He's 6'6".
About 6'6". Yeah, 6'5". Yeah.
He doesn't look as tall, but he got long arms.
He got long
extremities.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it makes him play bigger than he looks.
Silky left handed J.
Because did you see one of them shots he caught on the catch and shoot? His feet were crooked. He was turning sideways and just caught him fire bottom.
Damn.
I was like, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
There we
All right,
go.
So we got now the CBA will be coming up in a couple of years. And I think they're going to go 2-20.
It's going to be a fight.
That's even dumber.
It's going to be a fight about it.
That's going to be dumber.
I hate that.
I hate it.
Yeah, so I hate that to me. That
go baseball with it. either you go and you're gone or you stay 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I said.
If you decide to go to school, you got to stay. I agree with that.
Because I'm saying it hurts college basketball.
I don't like it, but I deal with that.
Bingo. But it also makes the NBA more money because look at the farm system in baseball. It thrives.
Right.
You go to any little small town, it's a double-A, single-A team that gets support. Don't you think that NBDL would grow and prosper if it was a true farm league for the NBA? Yeah. But you can't do that if you're making kids go to college.
Yeah, especially exactly. If you keep that talent local in those.
Yes, exactly.
The people that but they you, followed.
But you know, do know yeah. that yeah. it's not the college that makes that decision.
Oh, it's the NBA.
It's the NBA.
But if you don't think but that the NBA is talking to the NCAA about it.
But it's the NBA players that want to keep making that money.
Oh, yeah.
That don't want them to
push me out.
Push me out because I can't get that contract. My folks got to eat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, because I think I remember this one scenario. Robert Parrish got paid so much money at the end of his career. It was like, how did the Chief get that much money? Well, he got paid for what has already done.
Yeah.
And he was just getting paid with his market.
Well, you saw the Larry Bird exception. They brought that in. I mean, they said they were going to make sure he stayed with Boston, and they had that balloon payment. And now it's a rule. It's that Larry Bird exemption.
Yeah.
That you're able to pay your star player. You know, Kobe gets it now. It just is what it is. Yeah. You know, and they make up rules to me as it goes.
Oh, yeah, they do. Because it's NCAA. They crooks.
That's why I want them to start really paying. I really want them to pay these players.
Like I understand.
They made so much money in that March Madness tournament.
That vote is coming up soon.
Yeah,
hey, but the thing is, I want them to pay them too. But when you really get down to the meat of it, that's going to be hard to do. It's going to be hard to actually say, hey, I'm going to – because you're negotiating contracts now, basically.
Yeah, you are.
And you're not going to tell me you're going to pay Jadeveon Clowney the same thing you played a little gymnastics girl. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it gets complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Sure. Plus, you got all kind of different state rules.
Yeah,
and
state, because you got private institutions, right. You got state institutions.
You got Georgia's a right to work state.
Yeah.
You know, so unions don't come in here. So, it's crazy.
They got some issues coming.
Sure. All right, man. Well, that's it for the round table.
Hey, before we leave this topic, I do want to say something about the girls since we didn't get on the girls' NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we know we made history with the first two ever undefeated teams meeting up in the championship.
Right.
But here's my reason for saying that. This just shows you how far behind and how far they still have to go in college basketball for women. Yeah. Because the talent is so
one-sided.
Because we talk about the same schools in college men's basketball being there every year. It's the same schools. Like, these are the two top – both of these teams are undefeated, and Connecticut beats them by 20 points.
Killed them.
Like – That wasn't even interesting. Like, they built, like, I don't know. That was the most hype NCAA women's championship has gotten in a lot of years.
Yeah, since Tennessee, UConn, back in the day.
Yeah. And it broke Tennessee, records UConn. For people watching it.
Yeah. And I bet by the end of the game, those Nielsen ratings had dropped off the roof. Yeah. Because that was bad to watch. That was bad for women's basketball last year.
They even had the coaches bickering, so that even
exactly
brought in a little bit more.
Yeah, it had some drama because they don't like each other.
Exactly.
But man, that right there set women's basketball back last night. A lot of people probably don't care anyway, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I care. So
thank you.
I care.
I'm with you. I care.
Well, I can watch the top programs,
and that's what I'm saying.
And when Notre Dame was playing, when Skylar Diggins was playing, I could watch.
Hey, nah.
Well, of course you was watching Skylar. Hey, no.
Listen, no. Notre Dame is the finest basketball program I have ever seen. Because the chick that got hurt, Akuna.
That tore ACL.
Oh, my gosh. She was on the court. Then she got dressed. I was like, oh, my God.
That's all.
D-Wheel.
She bad.
I don't agree with everything you say, but I sure agree with you now. That is the prettiest basketball team ever in the history.
I mean, from top to
bottom.
I'm
talking for the last 10 years.
Yeah, for real.
For real.
I agree, man.
That girl, the pink on.
Yeah, she bad.
Janet Jackson.
Akunye.
And then the girl was sitting beside her with Cole. What?
The coach. That coach.
The coach attracted.
Man, she's so bad. I don't know her name. With the long hair. Had a little tight black and white dress on.
Yeah.
Stunning.
The women basketball is way better than the WNBA. College.
Oh, man. College basketball. Yeah, it is.
Sell out every game.
Yeah. Hey, when did they go? Hey, I'm going to tell you what else they got to change in women's basketball for it to prosper. They gotta stop holding a draft 1 week after the season is over. because now that what they're doing is they're not allowing any of those top girls to leave early. You can't leave women's basketball early because the WNBA draft is 7 days after the final, after the championship game. So if Breonna Stewart from Connecticut want to go ahead and dip out this year,
she's talking about Kevin McHale.
Yeah, Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale.
She bad.
she
man, she look like Kevin McHale.
She do. She long.
She's a beast.
Yeah, she a beast. That girl should be in the WNBA right now.
Oh, she gonna be there in a minute.
Don't worry, Tiffany. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, baby. Here we go. Sports finna crank it up for you, baby.
Sexy little
word on the street.
Sexy mama in the building.
Yep.
Engineers do it better.
Of course we do.
Yes, so.
Yes, welcome to the Word on the Street. We are sponsored by the Wonderful World of Walmart. Slogan coming soon. But, you know, since we are in heart of the NCAA tournament, we have some NCAA ice cold facts for you today. The first NCAA men's basketball tournament was actually held in 1939, and it only consisted of 8 teams. So, basically, it was only an elite 8. All right, my second ice cold fact for you about the NCAA. The women's UConn Huskies did win the women's tournament, but the Tennessee Lady Vols, they have been to the Big Dance every year since the women's tournament was introduced in 1982.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, so yeah, shout out to Pat Summitt, who definitely has always held that program down.
And I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm so sad she's not there no more because of her early onset dementia, but shout out to Pat Summitt. My third NCAA ice cold fact for you. There are 3 individuals that have won an NCAA championship as a player and a coach. Do y'all know who any of those 3?
Say that again.
There are 3 individuals, men, that have won an NCAA championship as a player and a coach.
Oh, wow.
Billy Donovan?
No.
No, he didn't win one at Villanova.
Oh.
Steve Wojciechowski?
Nope.
He a head coach and won one? Mm-mm. Oh, he won one as a coach, though.
Yeah.
Oh, won one. Wow, that's hard.
They won as a player and a coach. I got y'all stumped. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What's his name? The old coach. The coach at, not NC State, but.
I stumped you.
Larry Brown.
No.
Black dude, man. What's his name, man?
I stumped the crew.
What's his name, man?
I stumped the crew.
Used to coach at NC State. Nah, used to coach at NC State.
Nope.
Nolan didn't win one with Texas.
Nope.
Before Vano?
Nah, before Godfrey, black guy.
Sidney Lowe.
Nope.
Nah, he didn't win a coach.
Oh, he did?
Not as a coach.
Dang, y'all give up?
Yeah, I quit.
I stumped y'all.
I quit.
Bobby Knight as a player with Ohio State and coach of Indiana.
Yeah.
Dean Smith as a player at Kansas and coach of North Carolina. And Joe B. Hall as a player player and coach of Kentucky.
Oh, yep. Man, I was born for none
crew.
Of them.
I stumped the crew. That works.
I thought of Bobby Knight, but I didn't know he won one as a college player.
Ohio State, yeah.
All right. All right, let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you real quick. Shout out to Johnny Manziel because this man wants to play in the NFL really bad. I mean, he has visited or has scheduled to visit so many teams. He's already visited Oakland Raiders, Jacksonville Jaguars. He's been in Houston, Texas, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New England Patriots. I mean, this dude is trying to show his face because he wants to change all the perception that people have about him. So I want to shout out to him for actually taking the initiative to do that because I haven't heard Clowney going around visiting a whole bunch of people trying to, you know, change the perception they have of him.
Yeah, I dig Johnny Manziel.
For sure. My next athlete word on the street for you, shout out to Kevin Durant. He has passed Michael Jordan's 25-plus point scoring streak. He ended at 41 games because he ended it against Sacramento. I don't think Sacramento shut him down, really.
He had 14 in the second quarter. So right. What happened?
He had 23 at the end of the third and didn't play in the fourth.
I'm going to tell you what happened. He got tired of people talking about the streak with Jordan that he ended it on purpose.
He said he wished the streak would end.
Exactly.
It had to be something.
That's what happened. He was like, I don't even want it. No, I don't want to hear about it.
I saw he had 14 in the second quarter. I was like, well, that's done.
Hey, and you know, in the third quarter, 23 points. You need 2 baskets.
Right, and you know Sacramento ain't stopping them. Oh. So, right. So, yeah, he gave it up on his own.
Hey, but my boy Big Cuz got his, 50th double-double of the year?
Yeah.
That's big, man.
Yes, it is. Shout out to him. And my third athlete word on the street for you. Shout out to the Broncos coach, John Fox. He got a 3-year contract extension. And the Seattle Seahawks gave Pete Carroll a 3-year extension that puts him among the NFL's top 3 highest paid coaches. So after winning that Super Bowl with the Seahawks, I mean, he deserves it. So shout out to him for that. I got a couple hot rumors on the street for you. The Lakers organization and Mitch Kupchak are seriously considering firing Mike D'Antoni. And they said that they will not consult Kobe Bryant on this, and because they don't need to. They said that he's just going to have to be okay with whatever they decide.
Kobe ain't stupid.
Exactly. And the Lakers organization did give Mitch a multi-year extension, and they are eyeing Coach Calipari, too.
If they were paying me $48 million over the next 2 years, they could hire the Grand Wizard of the Hey, yay. It's like that. I wouldn't care.
You
and
care.
Yeah, I'd do a commercial for him. I'd be right under the hood.
Hey, yes.
Out, like, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, $48 million.
$48 million.
$48 million. All right, my last hot rumor on the street for you. The likeliest NBA coaches to be fired at the end of the season, aside from D'Antoni, are Utah Jazz coach Ty Corbin.
Deserved.
New York Knicks coach Mike Woodson.
Deserved.
Milwaukee Bucks coach Larry Drew.
Deserved.
Rick Adelman of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Deserved.
And possibly Mike Brown of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Leave that man alone.
Please leave him alone.
How many, damn, he don't get a chance.
I'm saying, didn't they already fire him before?
Yeah, they fired him.
Bob twice.
In one season.
Right, like, don't do that to that man. So, yeah, that's what I said, possibly, because I really hope that that's a rumor and they leave him where
he is. Teams you just, how many coaches and teams you just named?
I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hey, 6 black.
Oh, that's true.
War star.
Well, oh, man.
This is the only place that black people can get hired.
Hey, we got 6 black coaches in the league. But it's 6 of them about to get fired.
It sure is.
All of them going to get recycled and get jobs.
Maurice Cheeks already got fired. So that's,
that's 7 blacks.
Yep.
Wow.
And they're talking about firing his interim replacement. So the Detroit Pistons, yeah, they want to let him go too.
Hey,
so.
Your boy stepping down after all those seasons as president.
Yeah. Dumont. He needs to.
But yeah, he wants to step down, but they actually are trying to get him to resign.
He should have stepped down when he picked Darko Milicic.
Your boy won Carmelo. A championship that year, though. He won a championship.
But you
so he's
Carmelo
solidified.
Anthony, man.
You would have won 10.
Exactly.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah. But you know what? That is your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by the Good World of Walmart. Slogan is coming soon.
There you go, baby. Walmart doing their thing.
What are we going to say? The rollback prices?
I'm going to come up with something good.
You got to lose some, though. All right, folks, y'all know what time it is.
Oh,
you know what it is.
Slick.
Time to go into Mind Flick Money.
Open up.
Knock, knock, knock.
Let us up in
what
there,
up,
dog.
Baby.
What up?
What's happening?
It's a family affair.
What's happening?
You ain't got enough chairs in here tonight.
Slick, you got a bunch of folks up here.
It's thick up in here,
boy. It's a party.
Hey, can we hear Junebo first?
Can I get my boo to walk me in?
Yeah, Junebo.
Junebo,
walk to me.
Junebo, come here, baby. Where you at, baby? Come here, Junebo.
Hey, what old sick dog at?
There you go.
Where Junebo? Junebug, okay, baby.
What up, Junebug?
What up?
What
else, sick dog?
He got into your stack of Molly's or something, dude.
Yeah, he over there hurt, right?
He is hurt.
It's amazing how y'all crack on my animals and y'all trying to remind me of Michael Vick. I mean,
you want to sign this petition? I brought it over. Yeah. They need 5,000 signatures.
I don't want your name no more.
I got 6 or 7 dogs and y'all trying to talk about Junebug and Leroy and Toby and all that. So what's up with that, D-Wheel?
Hey, man, I'm just saying your dog a little slow today.
Yeah. So good to have y'all in the building tonight. Got family everywhere.
Everywhere.
Youngest sister is pulling up right now. The baby sister of the family is pulling up in the penthouse right now. Mama Hill is in the building.
Yes,
Mama
sir.
Hill Mama in the
So we can't go in the mine of Slick Money, but what we're going to do is let Mama Hill get the microphone. My three sisters.
Uh-oh.
My older sister's Gloria, my middle sister's Ellen, and my baby sister's Cheryl. So they get to tell y'all all the little stuff I did when I was a child.
Boy, wow. This sounds like a show. Victor Hill, this is your life.
So it might be turning into a roast, huh?
Hey, that what it looked like. I hope you got some good music for this one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he going to let it breathe or he going to let something play.
Yeah,
my DJ going to do that, so... Yeah. I guess somebody got to kind of walk Mama Hill over here.
Well, I can give up my little spot. She can be over here by you.
We're going to let the whole family take all of my Steve can stay. But D-Wheel can get up. Tiffany can get up and I'm going to get up.
Holla back.
Steve, you family. You've been with us for a long time. I'm sure you can laugh and have like, and we can switch the
Tiffany
mic.
And D-Wheel can give me some questions to ask.
Yeah, well, they, yeah, T. Will didn't
get. Because I'm sure Z probably got some questions.
Yeah. So
we gonna find out if you had a my buddy.
Hey.
I want to know what kind of little dogs you played with when you was growing up.
Oh, we did have a couple dogs. Seriously.
I know, because you know D. Will had the my buddy. What'd you have?
I didn't have.
You had some G.I. Joes.
No, I didn't have none of that. We had Christmas where we didn't get nothing.
No.
Hey, yeah, my mama's sitting right there.
What you said? She told you Slick.
Mama Hill said, stop lying.
Slick, Mama Hill said.
Come on, Mama Hill. Get on this mic. We ready to hear it.
Slick said you told him to go next door and play with the other folk talk. That's what he told us.
On air, Mama Hill. He said that on air.
Well, we got now a false digger.
Oh,
what about the false digger?
Hey, bring her on.
Hey, hurry up and go. Bring her over here.
She can't yell from afar.
Hey, y'all can't wait to hear this.
She need to talk about that.
Bring my heel on the show.
She need to talk about that right now.
Ronnie, can you help grandmama up and bring her to the microphone, please?
You want that lower chair over there?
She can get this one because I can get up. I'm going
to
get up. Yeah.
One that's closer to. No, you go ahead and stay here, Pat.
You got to take this.
Get up. This is your family. Dude,
Steve's having to take
this. Stop trying to run from it.
Don't try to run because you about to get all these stories told about you. I need to find out about the false dingling. What's really going on? What was Slick Money really up to back in his time?
That was in the 60s. This is a new era right now. Trust me when I tell you that.
But you got the family here, so we bringing up old stuff. We digging up the past right now.
Yeah, we got blenders in the background. We got a party going on.
It's
in
a
the
lot
penthouse.
Going on in the penthouse. I'm talking about a whole lot.
And Jesus not even mad. He just said, boy,
he
y'all
mixing
just
some over there with powder. I don't know.
D-Wheel Donuts.
D-Wheel Donuts.
She says she's straight over there.
Oh, you can't answer no question from afar.
No, she got to come this way.
We got to get over here.
We don't have a wireless mic.
We didn't get the Bluetooth hooked up. What happened to Glory and Rita? Where they go?
They left.
What? They went to let somebody in or something? Yeah. Sure, they let. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to start a seminar. Here go the kinfolks.
Look, the
right.
kinfolks supposed to be
here
on air.
Here we go. We got all the families and cousins. Elle Infinite, have a seat. Come on over, Glory. Glory got to have a seat.
Got Slick Money family in the building.
All right, here go my youngest sister, Ellen. She's on to introduce yourself, Ellen. Gloria, come on this side over here.
I'm Ellen. I'm actually not the youngest. I'm next to the baby.
Yeah, something like that's fine.
Yeah, I'm number five.
Number five.
I'm right behind him.
You go introduce everybody?
Yes, I am. Still got to get Mama Hill over here somewhere, y'all. We got woo-hoo. To have a whoo-whoo. Horace, can I get something soft to play, Horace? Can you give me something soft to play?
Put something on there and let it breathe, baby.
Yeah, Maddie in the building, too. What's up, Maddie? My youngest daughter. Okay, here we go. All right. You know, when we go into Slick Money Mind, we always talk about issues that we deal with daily. You know, last week we talked about the black man, white woman. Yeah. Week before that, the sex, morning after sex. It's just great topics. But now this is a different topic. Got all my Kim folks in the building. All the listeners across the country want to know all these questions about Slick Money. Slick Money show is coming June, whatever Horace date he set. Don't know the exact date, but it'll be a little bit more serious. This is fun right now. But my family is here, and Horace got a series of questions that people wrote in across the country to ask about Slick Money when he was low down, dirty dog when he was a kid. My mama scared
down,
to get
dirty
dog. Yeah. But then I'm introducing my family. My sister under me. She ain't the baby girl, but she's under me. That's Miss Ellen. Say what's up, Ellen.
What's up, Ellen? You got to come in. Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah, don't be scared to talk now.
Oh, no.
Talk like you do it in Walgreens back in the day.
Gotcha. That's why I say Mary Kay fuck. Get all the women beautiful as possible.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, then I got my older sister, Gloria, in the building, older than me. Gloria, say hello. Look closer, baby. Look closer. Anybody heard? Now get close to it. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, out there in cyberspace. This is Gloria Johnson.
Glowworm.
In the building, Glowworm. Yeah.
Body by Vi. Oh, okay. Body by Vi. Any questions? Just look me
she
up.
Coming over here advertising already.
Right out the building.
You supposed to.
Well, the family taking over. As you notice, Horace and Steve kept their mics. because they family. So they like brothers. So they get to ask questions and stuff like that.
Ours ain't my brother. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, oh shit.
They sure scared of Miss E, baby.
Whoa, what you talking about now, Horace? We ain't going to start none of these.
Yeah, he's still family.
No matter how
yeah.
you he look at it, he's family.
Yeah, he working. He working.
Somewhere or another, I'll be in there, huh?
That's what I'm talking about. One way or the other, he got in.
Exactly. Well, I got the first question right here.
Do you want me to try to get mom over here? Or you gonna let
well,
the
actually,
sister?
These questions are for the sisters.
Okay, well, let the sisters answer the questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Bring it on.
So, now.
Y'all got to talk up in the mic so people in the cross country can hear you, okay?
Bring it on.
This is a question from Charlotte. They want to know, when Vic was young, did he try to bully y'all?
No, he was over there busy drinking gasoline. How you gonna bully somebody? You know what I'm saying? When he was a little boy, he was over there, you know, he was trying to dump. My dad was working on the car.
Okay.
So I don't know what he was doing. He got away. And he drank a little bottle of gasoline. We had to rush to the hospital. But another time he did bully. Let me tell you what he did. This is baby sister down here, and I'm gonna tell you how he do it. We out there playing with a ball. He gonna switch for a rock and bust me in my head.
Ooh.
So you know he cold blooded. What you talking
about?
Now, what brothers don't do that to sisters,
uh-oh.
Right? They supposed to beat the ones that be hitting on the sisters. He beating up the sisters. But I survive. I'm still here.
There you go. Glory, what you got?
Yeah, I didn't suffer any bullying because I'm the big sister. So I ain't play that. I ain't play that crap. So I can't really elaborate on that because I've always been the bully.
So he, okay, the yes. bully. Okay, yes. cool.
Well, let me ask one right quick. Knowing how Slick is and the silver-tongued devil that he is.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Woo. Did any of that come from having two beautiful sisters?
Whoa.
That he was able to kind of.
What you
smooth,
said, you know, Victor been already been a smooth thing. Now, I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah, what up?
He got in trouble the Slick way. That's why we call him Slick.
Slick.
Always was Slick. He so, real sneaky in what he was doing.
So y'all saw all that kind of materialize.
Ooh, honey, now it don't got worse.
Really? Well, you know, I've been a roommate with. So I know,
yeah. Love a boy.
Always the life of the party.
I know things I'm going to take to my grave.
See?
But I was just wondering where that debonairness came from.
Ooh, let me tell you one time, though. You see, I don't think one second. Can I say it on the radio?
You say what you want.
Let me tell you. Well, I call him my baby brother, even though he, you know, we right behind each other. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. He just slid. He got suspended from school with Play-Doh.
Wow.
Play-Doh.
Now they call it wood. But he made his Play-Doh. You see what I'm saying? He got in trouble about that. So he's so smooth, but he's still my brother.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Glory, you got any stories for that? Well, let me ask you this. When did y'all reckon, like, at what age? Like, was it teenager? Was it, like... Did y'all used to use him to get some lines or say, what else do I need to say to try to do this or that?
Harris, you think I need somebody to get some line going on, baby? You ain't seen that. Do I need to show that? You think I need Victor to help me? Nah, Slick. He good. You know.
He good.
See, he used us for our friends.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah, he used us for our friends, especially me. You know, he slide on through the door. You holler at your friends.
You see,
he
Slick
got a couple of them. He used to make me so mad.
It's like bringing flies to the spider.
See, when he didn't do right, they came to me.
Oh, my God.
You know, back then, you don't want your brother to be talking to your friends.
Did he used to lie on y'all? Did y'all used to lie for him?
Well, the thing about it was, when I was a little, I was telltale, so I told everything. I ain't like ass whoopings, you know what I'm saying? So everything they did, Rupert T know about it. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Well, being the older sister, he just always kind of steered clear of me. But
yeah, he's Slick scared
is,
of her.
You know, Slick is just Slick. I mean, it's in the genes. I mean, he's just always had it. It's just always been there. The older he became, the better he became at it. So it's just natural.
Well, can I say something that I hope y'all don't get offended by that he says all the time?
Watch yourself.
You say y'all can't make that fried corn like mama make.
Oh, I'm not offended at all. That does not offend me.
He said y'all be trying though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, asking, what do we do, Meg, that he like, that down. Mama can't do?
Well, somebody said something about some spaghetti. I know.
What you saw?
Yeah.
I got baked beans.
They mastered the baked beans, spaghetti, and pound cake.
Okay.
Now, Glory make the hell out of some tuna fish. Mama can't never make no tuna fish. That shit tastes like.
Yeah. Hey, see, you don't know, she was over there begging for it the other day.
Yeah, mama tuna fish tastes like the one be out of the job got the little machines. That's how mama tuna fish tastes. Well, Glory tuna fish.
Oh, I stepped in some the other day, and she couldn't even stop eating it.
If you ever taste some sex, that's what her tuna fish tastes like.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
And believe it or not, that's what his mama said. It's better than sex. I'm like, what you know about that at 80 years old?
Y'all
ready for another question?
The tuna recipe is down. It's down. I'm telling you. This is good.
Let me find this other question real quick.
So, I got one. When was the first time, or has it been a time when he came home and his heart was a little broken? Did y'all had to come
I'm trying to think who it was.
I don't know if everybody went on Facebook or not, but did you see that throwback picture you had at your prom with Regina?
Oh, it's on my Facebook?
It's on my Facebook.
Oh, I didn't see
it's
that.
It's like a throwback Thursday. That's what they call it. And it was snicks and they had a little afro.
She broke his heart.
No, she didn't break my heart.
She made it known she was a neighborhood friend. She just didn't have nobody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think nobody broke my heart. It was some ones that said no. But I ain't cry about it or nothing like that. Like some dudes do.
Yeah.
Cut their wrists and stuff like that. Yeah. Commit suicide.
Never suicide.
Believe it or not, we used to tease him because he used to cry. Because, you know, the Minnesota Vikings was one of his favorite teams at one time. And he used to cry. I remember he used to cry. We used to think like, damn, is something going on with him and that football team?
Yeah, Minnesota was my team back in the day.
They broke his heart a lot of times.
Yeah, that's about the only time I cried. Now, I did some stupid stuff, but that was about one thing I cried.
Well, he did.
This question was for your mom, but I guess since she goes sit over there and chill, we'll ask your sister.
They can answer it for you. I'm sure they know. Okay. Yeah, they know it.
So, again, the question is, what kind of woman would make Slick happy?
She gotta have that ass, that's for sure.
I think she said she gotta get a good head. That what she said? Did she say that? She gotta get a good head.
Somebody said she just gotta be breathing.
I thought I heard you say that.
They gotta be super fine.
Okay.
He love the fine girls, the women, because that's all he still talk about.
Girl style.
And he just love it.
But what about mentally? Like what?
They have to have a great sense of humor.
Great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And understand sense of humor.
Got to be able to laugh.
Okay.
Yes, they cannot wear their feelings on their sleeve.
Exactly.
No.
Okay.
Because he's a fun guy.
Right.
And everybody love him to death. You can't help but to fall in love with him.
Right.
You know, no matter who you are.
I've never seen him meet a stranger.
Never. I mean, I remember one time I first came to Atlanta.
He'll talk to a rock.
He will.
I'm telling y'all, the whole Atlanta used to be at parties.
Right.
Steve, we used to be on the freeway killing ourselves, passing out flyers to Victor's party. Slick is slick.
Slick is
slick.
We had a party.
Yeah, we had some parties.
We had a party.
We used to bring the roof down.
Oh, yeah.
We were riding one time. We stopped at a stop sign.
Okay.
Stop sign. Say, what up, Slick?
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Give me a flyer to your party.
All right. So where did Slick get his sense of humor from? Where did that come from?
Me.
I mean, we know he got that. He's debonair with the talk. But he's a funny kid. He's funny, too.
I just believe that's just a God-given gift.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's just a God-given gift.
He's funny. He's hilarious. I mean, he's a natural. He's a good brother to have. He really is.
He's a natural.
The thing I like about him, when he gets sick, he'll pay attention. You know, we all his mama then.
Yeah, he's a natural.
Absolutely.
He just let you do what you want to do, you know. But then when he come back, it's on.
I got you.
You know,
okay.
So it is what it is.
You got any more questions, Steve?
Yeah, well, was he a thoughtful brother like he is now?
What did he
And I'm going to preface that by saying, he never ate anything that I didn't get some of. You see what I'm saying? Or if something was brought. Was he thoughtful like that always growing up?
Always giving, made sure? Always sharing.
Always.
Still is, yeah. Always will be. Big heart. Very big heart.
Yeah. Good
very
as gold.
That's always what I've noticed.
Genuine.
Absolutely. Very big heart.
Absolutely wonderful mm-hmm. person. I mean, you know.
Will give you his last.
Give you his mm-hmm. last.
Absolutely.
I know he'll keep me laughing. If I was his woman, I'd probably be dying from laughing. It's just, I'm telling you, it is what it is.
Girl, stop.
Girl, stop. Hey, what'd you say?
Do you have any more questions?
No, nah, that was it.
Yeah, I got to say something for real.
Okay.
Yeah,
y'all need to crank something up for this?
Yeah, you can give me a little music. Give me something soft. Crank a little bit. Let it breathe. Yeah, I like it when it breathe. Welcome to Pillow Talk. Welcome to Pillow Talk with Slick Money. No, seriously, I want to share this story with y'all, seriously. My oldest brother's not here. And I want to share this story with y'all because this is crazy. A lot of people ask me what the craziest thing I ever done. I just stole before, got whooping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
life
I stole.
Life saver. You'll never buy another life saver in his life.
I remember Frito-Lay's was around the corner from where we live, right?
Okay.
I brought a big old box of chips home. Mama said, what the hell you get all them chips from?
I guess you passed statute of limitations.
Yeah, I did. I said the security guard that was watching Chip fell asleep.
Yeah, that's been about 30 years ago.
I had a box of chips on the porch. I'm talking about we ate chips for about 2 months, Howard.
It was longer than 30 years, Gloria.
About 40.
Don't tell you.
Yeah, it's been about 40 years ago. 40. So me and some friends stole a box of chips from Frito-Lay's in Memphis.
Wow.
And I'm talking about we ate chips for days. But that ain't the story I want to tell you. Like I said, my oldest brother, if he was here, he would tell you the story because he was with me when this happened. My first love lived in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Her name is Creola. In case y'all, yeah, Creola. When I tell you a fine black woman, for real. But she was younger. But you know, younger's always finer. But I never forget this here because Micah and Anthony, we always friends. Anthony used to date Ellen, and we always just cool with each other. So
no, he wanted to date Ellen.
He wanted to date you.
He couldn't hang with Ellen.
What the funny part about this, Steve, was Memphis forecast a heavy snowstorm. I'm talking about it was snowing, not even casting dog. It was just snowing. Everything was white. I was driving a Stanza at the time. At the time, Stanza was hot.
Nissan
Stanza, that's correct, yeah. So Creola lived in Jonesboro, which is probably about a 45-minute drive from Memphis, maybe 50 at the max, depending on traffic. So Micah and Anthony was at the house at the time. I said, look, man, if I'm going to get snowed in, I want to get it snowed in with my honey. So all I need y'all to do is to drive me over there and leave me there, but you can use my car. Because they didn't want to drive their car because it was snowing. So they was pretty smart. But trust me when I tell you when we got in that Dawson 10, it snowed so hard, Steve. The snow was coming down sideways. It wasn't coming vertical. It was coming sideways. I'm talking about that car was sliding all over the interstate. It took us 6 hours to get to her house. Mike and Anthony still cussing me out every time they see me. They said, that girl can't handle stuff that good. I said, shit. If you get over there, you'll know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to tell you, if you can get over there. Oh, my sister pulled out an old picture of my old first love. Ain't that something? Now, that's a sister for you, Steve. That girl got 8 kids and looked like Janet Jackson. Yeah, if you can have 8 kids and look like Janet Jackson right now, you got it going on. I spent a minute nights in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
He had stayed in love with him, 8 Ben Hills.
Hey, make sure you text me that picture because I ain't seen her in a long time. But I'm going to tell you, Steve, I swear to God, we almost got killed. Only thing on the interstate was rigs. And my little car was fishing all the way to Jonesboro. Yeah, 45-minute drive turned into 5 hours. It was crazy. Micah, every time you see me, still talk about me about that. But that was just so funny to me because I almost died for a woman. And all of that is possible, you know.
True.
But that's my little story I want to share about my oldest brother that wasn't here with me. Because he could have told you the truth.
I got you.
Damn. All
right. Anything else you want to say before we get out of the Slick Money Mind?
No, I'm just glad my family was here with me. This is a prelude to what's coming in June.
Right.
You know, and the family be with me.
Exactly. No,
this is my media family. Gloria, Ellen, Eloise, Micah. When my next older brother passed away a few years ago, which is Erna.
R.I.P. Erna.
Yeah, rest in peace, Erna. We love you, kinfolk.
Oh, yeah.
My other brothers are Steve and Horace and Ronnie and my new brother, D. Will. My sister, young Tiffany, the baby engineer of the family. I love all y'all. I appreciate all things y'all do for me, seriously.
Okay.
And when I tell you God is good, ain't nothing like having good kinfolk.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about? That can wipe your tears away.
Absolutely.
So this is the Slick Money segment.
Sometimes kids will make you cry.
And they also the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, the Three Musketeers, absolutely.
All right, you wanna pub your whatever you're doing.
I just want to thanks for being here. Thank God that I'm alive. I do Mary Kay. You want to holler at me, 770-899-0108. I do in all cities. Give a sister a call.
There you go.
Gloria Johnson, I just want to shout out to everybody. Body by Vi, it's the way to go. Let's get our health together. I challenge everyone. 10 pounds, lose it. 10 pounds, gain it. Mm-hmm. I challenge you. Look me up, 770-841-2010. Gloria Johnson, Body by Vi.
There we go.
Hosh, can I come out here with my dogs? I got to get everybody out of my penthouse.
Got to get everybody out.
Yeah. Well, Mama said what now? Yeah, M-Town in the building.
All right, we appreciate y'all coming through.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Much love with the sisters.
D-Will, I need you and Tiff back for a second, please, sir.
Let's go, baby.
Please, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
Junebug gonna walk out the door. Appreciate the family stopping by, showing their love. Need a pound cake. Need a pound cake. Need some fish. I need y'all to come to the party.
Hey, your mama said, go Memphis.
Memphis 10 Memphis. In the building.
Memphis up 82-80 on Miami.
There you go. That was up. What's up? M-Town, baby.
Mama here, you say go Memphis. Go Memphis.
Hey, she screamed it loud, too.
She, she did.
I was like, what?
That's what I'm talking about.
D-Will, you and Tiff had a little pee break. Y'all missed some good stuff.
Well, we'll listen to the show and catch up.
Yeah, they said I had a clay. They said I had a clay penis. Can you
That's what I wanted to hear about. Mama, Mama said, "What about that penis, fake penis you had?"
Yeah.
You
made up. Hey, hear that
hold on. He called me gay last week, and he made a fake penis. You talking about my little buddy,
Steve? I think I'd rather do the clay penis than had a my buddy dog. A dude, 75-year-old, she got a My Buddy doll sitting in the lap. Really?
Hey, my guess is you still got this fake deal, though?
Oh, I should have been rich, Steve, because they got them all clay now.
All of
wizard needles.
They took that idea from me. That's what they did, Steve.
Well, I done used that a couple times.
Yeah. They done took that idea from me.
Yeah.
Really?
You
I ain't
been,
get a dime from it.
Been rich, man.
I'd have been rich right now. Time. Slick money deal, dudes. I got to put them all out in the store. Slick money finna get into it.
Boy, stop.
Yeah, what candy? I'm gonna run candy ass out of business.
Run out of business. I support your product.
Yeah, slick money. Mine gonna have little pins on it.
Hey, hey, you heard what she said? She'll support your product.
Hey, my penis is gonna have cell phone numbers on it.
I wanna watch. Hey, when she support that product, front row seat.
Front row seat. Oh, samples for free.
Samples for free. There you go. So you get that free samples in that dildo.
Free samples, slick money dildos. Come and get yours.
Stop the madness,
Stop Dick playing. Hey, I man, swear to God.
I'm going to beat y'all mics.
Stop the madness.
Oh, boy, y'all all the same.
For real.
But what I will say, due to all of the love that's been shown in this penthouse tonight, with all of the family members and the love and Mama Hill, the sisters, everybody coming from Memphis. We can only end the show one way.
Hey.
Family Affair, baby. We finna get up out this camp.
Yes, sir.
Episode 32 in the books, baby. That's how we doing. We got a shout out Walmart. Janice Moore doing her thing, baby, trying to put the SRT on. And, of course, Simon Nye, my favorite car wash now. Shouts out D-Wheel. What you got, baby?
Oh, you already know, man. 334, we out here, man. K9 gang. Rest in peace, Dope B.
Shout out to 901. We got Memphis all over the penthouse, baby.
Memphis 10.
Just loving it.
About to grow, baby.
Yes, sir. What you got, Tip?
Shout out to all the ladies that support the SRT show. Shout out to all the guests in the SRT studio.
Yeah,
it's
shout out to the audience. Shout
like,
out.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's crazy in here. And that's all I got. The Jewel of Sports is out.
What you got, Slick?
Slick Money. Got to close it out. I got some dear friends down in Franklin, Wisconsin. That's very close to Milwaukee. Two loyal listeners, Myra Morales and Kathy Ali. Two of my favorite fans, and to the greatest store in the world. Trust me, God is continuing to bless us with the Walmart family.
Uh-huh.
When I trust me, when I tell you blessing, I ain't gonna have to say no more. But God is good. He told me that was his favorite store. Please go to Walmart and buy something.
Yes,
thanks everybody for coming to the penthouse. Never had this many guests at one time. See y'all on the Six Money Slick Money Show in June.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my producer, Horace McLaren, HM3, best friend Hancock. Superhero, D-Wheel, the newest brother and family, Tiffany, my little sister. Can I get my $20 before y'all leave?
Stop.
I got to get my money,
man. Mine on the table. Don't call me out.
Don't y'all act funny now, because Junebug will come and get you now.
All right, for the SRT crew, about to get up out of here, baby.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
Slick Money, God is good. Find your new church home. Learn the word. Believe in it.
Bama!
All right, once again, this is HM3BC. Thanks for everything you do. And done for my love you, baby. Thanks for looking out. God is good. SRT HM3, and we out.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? Kendall, Kennedy, all that Madison. Thank y'all for coming to the penthouse. See y'all next week. Peace out.
Holla.